There's one goal here, and one promise I made to Mrs. Ford is winning. For that to happen, everyone needs to be on the same page, to be in the best position with the right plan. Every person in this building has a job to do, and each job is important. If we can get one step better every day, that's putting this organization in the right direction.
Donald steps up in the pocket, now throws. It is picked up by Ryan. Come back right side. Inside the 10. It is Quandre Diggs to the 5. To the house. Touchdown to Carmine. How about that for an opening act?
Oh, my God. It is Sir Mix-a-Lot booty thick.
Lions fans, it's time for the podcast you've been waiting for. The Detroit Lions Podcast Post-Game Show. With your hosts, Chris and Case.
Hey, howdy-ho, Lions fans. Welcome to the Detroit Lions Podcast live post-game show. This is the official Detroit Lions Podcast for Reddit. I am your dashing host, Chris, and with me is my good friend and co-host, the Case Master. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I made a post-game show, so, chalk that up. But, Chris, I'm the best way to eat white bread.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. All right, today's show, we're going to talk about the game. There's a lot to talk about, a lot happening, a lot to be disappointed with. And we'll let you run it. We'll let you air it out. We'll do a little bit of therapy here because that's what we're here for. Do a little bit of roundtable between us. And, of course, we'll take your calls and that and a whole lot more. We got a great show lined up. Case, you ready to go, my man?
I'm toast.
Let's kick this off and break it down.
All right, a couple of quick announcements. First, check us out and help us out on Patreon. Very special thanks to Dylan from
Go On.
That's right. Of course, our very first donor, Mathis, and Brian B. from I Prevail. They all joined us on patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast. As little as $1 a month gets you access to all the good stuff. You can donate more. We'll take more. We're all good with that. Got, good stuff. But the key thing is the Slack chat, the most intelligent Lions chat on the internet. You'll see some of those guys calling us. They'll be here today. They are certainly going to call in. We'll take your calls as well. We'll talk about what happened out there. There's all kinds of theories on what's going on with this game, what went right, what didn't, and we'll help you figure those things out. So patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast. Jump in that chat and hang out and help the show. Give us a like on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDetroitLionsPodcast. On Instagram, Detroit Lions Podcast, where we're trying to become the largest followers without ever posting anything. And, of course, on Twitter, at DET Lions Podcast. DET Lions Podcast, the very best place to see Case.
With no pants on.
That's right. If you see this
I'd
live.
Stand up, but...
That's for later.
We're on YouTube.
And for those of you who are watching us on YouTube, you know this, but everyone else, make sure to subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/Detroit Lions Podcast. Hit the notification bell. You'll know every time we go live. You'll be able to see our stuff when it gets uploaded. We've got a lot of fun stuff we do. Also, rate us iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you find us. We love those 5-star reviews. You guys are all right. We really, really appreciate it. All right, let's do this.
This is no time for a quick release. We're going deep.
All right, so much to talk about today, my friend Case. Where would we like to start?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about the defense?
I've heard the defense play today. I didn't
see
a whole
talk
lot
about
of
defense.
I heard they were on
defense?
The field. yeah, let's start there because boy, that's probably the talk of the town right now, huh?
So I think maybe the most shocking thing to me. At this point in the season so far, is that our run defense has been right around league worst. And if you'd have told me that that was going to be the case 6 months ago, I'd have said, that's fucking insane. Something major must have happened. But I can't point to a single thing. I mean, Mike Daniels obviously hasn't been playing. Snacks missed a part of the game. But even with those guys in, even when Mike Daniels was in week one, it was still a problem. And I don't fully understand why. I don't understand why they're being out-physicaled in that front group. It doesn't make sense to me, but it seems like every running back is just gaining an easy 5 to 6 yards on us on almost every run. Out and it is get physical.
Sure. Yeah, no.
I don't have an answer to it. And if somebody can truly explain why, I would love to get your opinions and theories on it, because at this point I haven't been able to dig deep enough into the play by play to figure out exactly what's going wrong. It doesn't make sense to me that we have these players who are known. I mean, Snacks Harrison is the best run defender. It was the best run defender in the league for almost 10 years. How has it become the biggest weakness this team has?
I don't know. And you're absolutely right. That's he got hurt today, which is obviously a big thing that wasn't helpful. The run defense hasn't been sound. I want to talk about the pass defense. I think it comes down to the same guys, though, because I think our corners played well enough. I think our corners were exposed, though, because Kirk Cousins could feel comfy all day, wrapped up in a little robe, had his feet up on the couch, had all the time in the world to throw the damn ball because we're not generating pressure. For a long time, I figured, well, that's because that's how we're playing teams with mobile quarterbacks. We're trying to contain them. Evidently, that's the only defense we know how to play or we're skilled for. Mm-hmm. And the problem is when we need to get pressure, we can't, because the way to beat Kirk Cousins is to put that guy down a couple times, get him flustered, put him under pressure, and then he can't throw the ball. He's done. You've taken him out of the game. And we actually played to his strength for 4 quarters, didn't change anything, could not get to him at all. And we're playing against a guy that wasn't good enough at right tackle for us, who's playing left tackle for them, who just came back off an injury. I don't have an explanation for that other than, where the hell is the pressure from this Lions team? Why in the hell are we not getting the pressure we need? And why do we keep guys getting injured?
Where's the pressure that was there last year? And once again, I don't understand why, because it's not like our personnel have completely changed from last year. It's a lot of the same guys. And just all of a sudden not doing anything.
Yeah.
Even Snacks last year was getting into the backfield on a, I wouldn't say a regular basis, but he did have a few sacks last year. I've never been more confused by what the team is doing and why things are going wrong than I am right now. Usually when things are going wrong, which, is not something that's new to us, I usually find it relatively easy to point at this is what's happening. Like this is what's going wrong. And this is why things are not the way we want them to be.
Hey, really quick. Let's,
I don't know right now.
We got a caller. Let's say call. Hey caller, what's your name? How many you had so far?
Hello.
Hi. What's your name? How many of you had so far?
Hey. Oh,
there we go.
Oh, hey, Chris. Hey, Case. This is Frostikins from the Slack chat here. I'm about, good Lord, about half a case of blue light deep plus a few extra. Easy.
I miss LeBron.
Easy. That's the Sunday ritual, though. I just wanted to say that my opinions usually differ a little bit from, especially from Case there. But I only go off of what I see on the TV.
Sure.
Looking over here in Wisconsin, all I can usually do is stream the games. What I saw today was mostly Matt Patricia getting out coached. I saw him not adjusting the defense to what the Vikings were doing. When a guy's doing play action 50% of the time, at some point you got to stop trying to go for the sack and just keep them contained and trying to get those turnovers, and they just didn't do it. As a Lions fan, I'm prepared mentally to lose a game by the refs last week. I'm prepared mentally to lose to bad mistakes like we did on the Kansas City game. With that bad fumble by Kerryon, I think it was. But just, oof. It's It's painful to see a team lose when you see them not try to win.
Yeah.
When you see the other team just doing the better things and us not responding to it. So that's all I had to say on that one.
Got it.
Well, to that point, I think it's remarkable to watch a team where you see some degree of greatness on one side of the ball. It's not uncommon. I mean, it's not uncommon that we've seen that on one side of the ball to do really great things. And then that week, the other side of the ball is goddamn awful. And I think this was another example of that.
Yeah. This is a frustrating team right now. Should have, won that Arizona game, first game of the year, fine. But it's to the point now where there's accountability, right? We've talked about, got someone hurt on the Saints, really bad, Robinson. We talk about the defense here. We've talked about the referees, how the problems have been, kind of external to us. The crazy plays with the fumble return where, Galladay was a turnstile. It's always kind of something. This one was 100% on us. This one was 100% on the Detroit Lions and their inability to contain the offense, the Kirk Cousins potent offense.
How about just tackling Dalvin Cook?
Without Adam Thielen for most of the game, we should add.
Yeah, that's a big point. That's a really big point. I mean, we had our top three receivers in there and kicked a field goal.
We talk about Marvin, and I'm thrilled with Marvin, but...
Yeah, we'll talk about him. But no, this was the game, though. I want to remind everybody, and I'm not saying this was okay, right? So nobody can get all fucking crazy here. But this is the game that the Lions lost. And people talked about it after the Packers. I don't care if my team stinks it up and loses. I can take that. But not when the refs steal it. Well, here you got your... wish.
You got your satisfaction.
Oh my God. It's still not over for this team. There's a lot of wins to come still this season. You look ahead at the schedule and we're well placed to do well, but playoffs are going to be really tough. It's going to be,
oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, it's going to be really, really hard to talk about playoffs with this team. So, hey man, thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate you. Jump into the show. Give us a call, 248-782-8384. 248-782-8384. We'll take you on the show. We'll try to work through it, right? It's a little bit of therapy here. A little bit of frustration, venting, that kind of thing. And we're doing what we can here.
So hey, we'll get to some positives at some point here, I promise. Because there were some positives this game.
Oh yeah.
Like I said, we'll get there. But let's work through the negatives a little more. We've got the Darius Slay injury, we've got the Kerryon Johnson injury. Two of the most important players on the team. Neither of them looked by any means, season ending injuries. So there is your silver lining in that. But you take both of those players out of the game and you're not going to see a better product on the field without those two. That's a big thing. It's a big thing and it sucks. And we've already been dealing with injuries probably more than your average team so far this year, despite having the early bye. Every single offseason, I say, the team in the NFC North, the teams in the NFL who have the least impactful injury situations tend to be some of the top teams. That's not our luck this year so far. That is absolutely certain.
Yep. No, we lost a call here. Oh, we'll keep at it. I'm going to say something a little bit controversial here. I'm glad Darius Slay didn't get any extra money. in the offseason. He hasn't deserved it this year at all.
It made sense. I completely agree with that.
Spots, but his general play overall is either he's injured or he's not been doing great. 3-4 steps behind a receiver every time, it seems.
And I really like Darius Slay. I really think that Darius Slay is a elite potential cornerback. But as we all know, you know, one of the best, you know, things a player can be is consistently healthy, and he hasn't been that lately.
All right, hey, we got a call, really quick caller. What's your name? How many you had?
Yeah, it was Brandon. No, I'm not had any yet.
You're about to start.
Yeah, I got to go.
I'll drink one for you.
But there you go.
If anything drives to it, man, it's this team, boy.
Boy, you know, it's what's a real shame is after all the fire and brimstone and the focusing on the next game and using the what happened the last game to sharpen their focus and do better, it didn't happen. And then, of course, the stupid comment by a wide receiver didn't even play. And then just to come out and they just simply, the defense just had no answers, man. No. I mean, and you was wondering, I made an answer in chat, and I don't know if you guys are able to read all of it at all the time. It's a lot of guys in there just want to give everybody away. One of them wants to blame Stafford for crying out loud. I don't know what you can do about that. But listen, when we had a porous run defense last year, it was before Snacks was there. But if you notice, we had Deshaun and A'shaun. But the middle of the nose tackle was terrible. Sylvester Williams, they got rid of him. Mm-hmm. And they brought in Snacks, and all of a sudden it sealed up. Well, what have we got missing this year? We've got Snacks. We have A'shaun. But we don't have the other guy, either Deshaun or Daniel. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's the same problem. I bet you see a whole lot of the run games are going right up where well, who's playing there? Was it Strong and Atkins? I mean, undrafted rookies. I'm sure they're great and hardworking guys, but they ain't got that kind of talent. I mean, they don't have the speed and the strength. That's what makes them other guys so good. You know, so that's one of the points I wanted to bring out, but that doesn't excuse still, you know, for everything else that happened. The tight ends, again, had a big day against Detroit. Rudolph wasn't even heard of before, and now all of a sudden he has another big day. Well, last year, it was the same thing. I just happened to watch the Minnesota game from last year in Detroit. It was the same thing. Rudolph here, Rudolph there. Yeah. Everybody forgot about him. I thought, well, this team should be a lot better as far as the secondary is concerned. Well, maybe not. Of course, the injuries didn't help any. But that's my thoughts on that, and I don't know if Hand coming back is going to help any, but one of the things I keep seeing on Twitter all the time is that, oh, when we are having conference and division losses with a tie, it does not matter because we're a half game either way. All that matters is win. I mean, yep. It doesn't matter if we go 3-3, but win out the rest of the game, season. If we wind up with a 10-5-1 record, that is what counts because nobody else is going to have a tie unless somewhere down the road somebody does in our division. Then we've got to deal with that.
Yeah, but unlikely. You're not wrong.
Unlikely, yeah. You know, it's really bad. Arizona has a better record than us, man.
Hey, at least it makes a tie to them look a little bit better. Hey, silver linings, man. Silver linings.
There you go. Well, listen, and of course, we did lose a couple of our primo guys, but just the same, you're looking at silver linings and what it amounts. Well, what you're doing is, my mother-in-law or somebody said, that she heard it from you, looking for a kernel of corn down in the outhouse hole.
Yeah. You know? Well, she's not wrong. She's not wrong.
Yeah. Guys, I'll get out of here. Enjoy
the day.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, man. See ya. Thanks, man. Looking for a kernel of corn down in the outhouse
hole. Yep.
Hey, caller, what's your name? How many have you had?
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. What's your name? How many you have?
Hey, it's Brian. I've had a couple beers. I'm on the road, just I'm not too bad.
All right, man. Be careful. Be real careful. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm being careful.
Okay, you're a passenger. That's what I just heard. There, I feel better now. So what's going on, man? What do you got going?
I don't know. This one feels really bad. I don't know about you guys, but for the first five games, I felt like I was watching a good team on the field, and we happened to have a couple of bad things go against us. And today, I felt like this moves the needle the other way. Like this, we were watching a team that I don't know. I don't see it anymore. Especially now that we are 2-2-1, we have teams. Because ultimately, what we're looking for is a team that's going to make the playoffs. And we have, we're at 2-3-1. We're going to have to get more wins than either Seattle, the Rams, the 49ers.
It does look tough. It definitely looks tough.
Like, with that, the way our defense looked today, I don't see us getting the 10 wins. Like, 10-5-1 would be great. But that was our sixth game, so we have 10 games to get eight wins. You're going to tell me we're going to win 8 out of the next 10 games with that defense that I saw today? No way. It's not possible. Unless we have multiple teams and each completely start to stumble, this season, which I felt like I was watching a great team that could potentially win the division, at least make a wild card. I feel like all of a sudden, here we are, week 7, and we have no chance. And what am I supposed to do? I guess I'll tune in and watch the game, root for them at this point, but it just feels like already another wasted year. And
I'll tell you.
I don't know. It just feels like a lost cause already.
Here's the deal, though. Think about it, right? Up until now, it was always there was someone to blame that wasn't the Lions. You know what I mean? And when things went wrong, it was in Green Bay, we had that game. You can't tell me there's no such thing as momentum. You can't, all the other crap. That was the Lions game, and to the day I go in the ground, I'll say that one was stolen. The KC game was such a funky ass. That return on the fumble on the goal line was just like, what the hell is this? The crazy shit, right? It always happens to the Lions. You see one here and there, but always the Lions. It seems like are there. This one was totally on us. This one was the game that we lost, and it was 100% on the Lions for losing this game and the coaches for losing this game. Now, I will say, though, one piece really quick, Case.
Go ahead.
Every team, I don't care who you are, loses and has a bad game, right? We've seen the Patriots, the obvious example, because they're always a great team. They have some pretty shitty games during the year. They play some pretty big stinkers. Sometimes they pull them out. Sometimes they lose them. But they put a real couple of turds out there every year, and they still manage to come across, come out on top. I wouldn't say that this is the epitaph on the tombstone of the year. The team certainly has to play their shoes off. They've got a fair schedule to allow them to do it. But this happens to every team. Every team does something like this once a year. If I get 2 or 3 more games where I see them lose like this, where they absolutely lost the game, then I can join you on that and really get pissed and angry and frustrated with the team for losing.
I mean, I would love to see them win 7 of the next 10, but 7 of the next 10 gets us to 9-6-1, and I just don't know if 2 wild card teams.
We're just not a playoff team this year. Yeah.
Yeah, if we go 7-3 the rest of the season, as a stand, I'm pretty happy. I just go, oh, tough luck. If we were to have a Packers game, we'd be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But that's that's like a best case scenario to me.
I agree.
So, I don't know. And what's most frustrating is we came into the season and we said, well, I hope the offense is dynamic enough and hopefully our defense plays the same level because we had a really good defense last year. And what we've seen out of Stafford this year is he's been really, really solid. And targeting, he doesn't zone in on one.
Another great game for him, honestly.
I thought he was basically faultless. And he had like a couple of, I think I saw two passes that were off the mark that he was frustrated with. I understand this, like, you can point to those, but ultimately, I think he played a really, really great game. And overall, the offense, we can say the running game is not, working as well as we wanted, but whenever it's not been working, Stafford has been able to kind of, all right, it's on me, I got it. And he's been able to, he scored 30 points. That's a good defense. If our offense wasn't as good as it was today, Minnesota would have put up 50 plus on it pretty easily. They were just running against their defense at will.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm feeling a little bit like, all right, maybe next year already. It's not even, November yet. So.
We'll see. A win next week will certainly make everybody feel a little bit better. You get three in a row, all of a sudden things, they'll loosen up a little and you'll get that belief again. A loss next week, though, that would be absolutely devastating. And with a defense that can't stop anything, if it was the same kind of a defensive show next week as what we had this week,
you are concerned.
Like, yeah. Concerned is a nice way to put it, for sure.
I like to be euphemistic. Okay, so we come to the point here where maybe it is time to talk about the things that women love in this thing. And another one thing that went well in this game was Matthew Stafford in the pass offense. And I know, you look at the final interception and what that is, but that's a desperation interception. And I never, ever going to rate those in the same way that I rate other interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin Jones, who you all know that I have loved since he got here, and specifically said that I thought that he would match Galladay's numbers this year. So he did me a favor this week, including on my fantasy team. Thank you very much. by trying to prove that there is a lot to like about what Daryl Bevel is doing with the pass game and the way he is utilizing those players and the way that he's scheming things so somebody is open. It's not perfect, and it's certainly not ideal, because in an ideal world, you're also running the ball very well. Now, obviously, we know Kerryon went out this game, and without Kerryon, it limits things. But I mean, both Ty and JD had some solid gains in the running game. So I'm happy with most of what they did. But let's get a caller talk about the offense.
All right. Well, hey, caller, be safe driving out there, riding, and take care of yourself. All right. All right, man. Thanks for calling. All right. 248-782-8384. 248-782-8384. See you guys trying to call. We'll pick you up as we come in here. All right. Let's see. You were talking Marvin Jones. Marvin Jones did well for you in fantasy. Just really quick, Patrick Mahomes ended my fantasy week in the first quarter of the Thursday game. So thank you very fucking much. that one really stuck.
I feel so bad for you.
All right, yeah. Give us a call. 248-782-8383. Oh, we got one already. Let's take that in. All right, how you doing, caller? What's your name and how many have you had so far?
Hey, my name's Rod, but I haven't had any. I'm really disappointed with today's game.
I am as well, man. What's the part that wound you up the most?
At the end of the game at the fourth quarter, I really thought we were going to start incorporating Hockenson and just kind of use him as a cheat code. And that just never happened. I was really upset when he gave up on a play where he was running like a 3-out route. And it looked like P.I., but then on the replay, you could see that he just kind of stopped. That was...
Yeah. There's one I want to talk about because there's and I don't think we saw it because we didn't see a replay. They didn't give us the full replay of it, and it was a really, really interesting call. It wasn't a catch, but it was beautiful. It was Marvin Jones, the one that he
supposed to drop. Marvin Jones butt catch, is that what we're talking about?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That ball never hit the ground. He caught that ball. He caught it. He bounced it up. It rolled on his body, never touched the ground.
Part of his body was out of bounds.
Well, here's the thing, though, and this is the part where it gets really, really dodgy about what they say, did you have control? Okay, and then the ground causing fumbles and all the other bullshit that happens in the way they talk about these things. Because
I'm glad he ultimately finished
my thought. So we had the call last week about Kerryon catching the ball. It gets two steps in, a turn, and almost a third, and the ball is fumbled out of bounds. No, that's not a catch.
Bullshit.
Right. Okay, well, hold on. So if we're going to say that's the standard, okay, fine. But then today,
we see you're talking to yourself at this point.
No, that was a caller. Then today, here, hold on. Let me mute Case really quick so I can get this point out. Then today, we get to, there we are. Then today, we get to the point where the Minnesota player, and I forget who it was, gets the ball, turns, doesn't even get a second step. Ball comes out of his hands, and it's called a fumble forward, and they get the ball where they fumbled the ball to. Now, one of those was a fucking hit catch, and one of those wasn't, and they're two completely different standards. If you go by today's standard on that fumble, then Marvin Jones made that catch in the end zone, and then the ball came out after he completed the catch. He lost it a little bit as he went to the ground, and then he caught it with his ass, but he maintained possession throughout the entire play. But he did catch it out of bounds under his ass, but you can still go out of bounds, right? This is the part where there's no fucking consistency and what drives me nuts about it. Okay, you're unmuted now, Case.
Hope everyone was watching YouTube for that. My biggest frustration with that, and sorry, caller, we'll let you get your words in here in a sec, was the replay booth in general, or the broadcast in general. They didn't let us see the whole fucking thing. They didn't. If we had seen the whole thing, we could have had an informed opinion on whether or not he controlled it in bounds, or whether or not it was controlled once he'd already, been out of bounds. And that's frustrating.
Based on the fumble earlier via Minnesota, he caught the ball and then hit the ground and the ball came up. And then it never touched the ground, and he maintains
if any possession. Part of his body is out of bounds when he finally gets control of it, it is an incomplete catch. That
judging
is rule.
By the fumble earlier today, he made the catch in bounds.
Okay.
And the ground, you don't have to, it doesn't have to survive the ground. You can make the catch, have control, hit the ground, and bobble it, and then have control through the thing.
No, that's well, you're wrong, right. You're right about all of this.
No, not all of it.
I'm sorry. I don't like to say that, but you are wrong on this one. Assuming that any part of his body was touching the line or out of bounds when he got control of the ball,
he had control.
It was an accurate call to call it incomplete.
He had control and hit the ground. Then the ball came loose. Yes, he did. Judging by the
okay, caller. Okay, caller. It's your turn. It's your turn, caller.
I'm blowing in this lesson. I'm like after the Chiefs game on that bullshit roughing the passer call.
Mm-hmm.
After the Packers game on those two flags, I lost my shit at the second flag at a bar, just being drunk as fuck, just yelling at the TV.
No argument.
So many people were looking at me like I was crazy. If they had like actually understood what was happening, like I was watching the WWE at that point, totally at the game, and I was just like, I knew we were going to lose this game. Like in the preseason, I was like, the Vikings are good. Like we can beat the Packers. We might be able to beat the Chiefs running the ball, but the Vikings are going to like stomp us.
So. They didn't stomp us.
They
walked away with they walked away with a victory. No, I won't argue with that either. I won't argue with
it. All right. Hey, caller, we're going to get going while Case goes and kicks the cow one time to turn the
screen. Oh, I think I'm back.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks, man. All right. Go ahead and give Bessie a swat in the ass and get her moving so that generator runs up.
Whoopsh.
All right. Yeah, that's Thielen. Not sure Thielen's TD survived the wall. Oh, man. Yeah, him going down early really looked like it was going to bode well for the team, but nope, couldn't stop him. Couldn't stop him. That was the thing. Again, yeah. Well, no, it's not his internet speed spasm. It's his computer. We got to get Case a new computer. It's
working on it.
His hard drive runs.
It's in process.
Loses his,
we're getting closer.
We'll get there. All right. 248-782-8384. Give us a call. 248-782-8384. And remember, you catch the ball. The thing where Marvin's catch was not a catch was that he didn't maintain control all the way through the process. Okay?
Yeah.
That's a thing. But judging by the fumble forward from Minnesota, you don't need all this shit to complete the process today. You only need a step and a half, and then you can just throw the ball forward and recover it and gain the yardage on it, because that's the way the game was called.
Actually, there was a moment where I thought Jesse James had. There was a moment where I thought Jesse James had a really good like awareness moment when Stafford got hit as he was throwing, and it could have been called a fumble. Didn't get called a fumble, got called an incomplete pass. But Jesse James grabbed the ball after it bounced off the turf and tried to turn upfield. And that is, to have a player with that kind of awareness, that's, you know, like I said, there is a lot of negative to take out of this game. There isn't a complete dearth of positive. And that was one of the positives. You know, it's good to see a guy with a head on his shoulders like that in that situation. He didn't just assume.
There we go. All right. Hey, let's go ahead and take the caller. We got a caller on right now. Hey, caller, what's your name? How many have you had?
Hey, this is Chris Evans again.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Pretty good, I guess, considering the outcome.
Good. Let me go walk away
really quick. Case's internet has gone off the farm.
He just walked away, and one of the defense players had picked up, and they decided that it was a fumble.
Here, watch this. There we go. Okay. Hold on, Case. All right, what's going on, Chris? How you doing?
So, I'm doing okay, considering the outcome, to be completely honest.
Uh-huh. You're doing okay?
But yeah, I just want...
You said?
Yeah, considering the outcome.
Okay. I can go with that.
But, yeah, so I think that honestly, for the most part, the defensive struggles really can get pinned down to Christian Jones. He was absolutely horrible in the Green Bay game. He was absolutely horrible again today. He is probably by far one of the worst linebackers we've ever had in the Bob Quinn era, for sure. And honestly, I think this kind of goes back to Bob Quinn cutting DeAndre Levy. Since then, we haven't really had that coverage linebacker and that we've really needed. And we've been one piece away. I mean, if that's Leighton Van Der Esch, for example, I think we missed out by one pick compared to Frank Ragnow. Now, Ragnow's been great, but if we have Leighton Van Der Esch, our defense today is sky high compared to what it was. That's literally been the difference. Because what happens is he gets blown off the ball almost every single play, regardless of who's blocking him.
Right.
And he's not able to maintain his gap. He's not able to maintain leverage. He's not able to cover. At this point, we're almost better off playing 10 guys on the field because he's such a liability to the defense. At this point, throw Jalen Reeves maybe out there. It's just absolutely dreadful watching him on All-22. I want to see him cut as soon as possible, and the trade deadline acquisition there would be an immense upgrade.
Right. Yeah, I can't disagree with Jones out there. He was horrific. He was absolutely horrible. As a matter of fact, there was a point in the slide today. They were talking about signing signing Spielman up. Suit up, man. We need somebody on the field right now to help us out.
I would have loved to see us gone after Zach Brown, even though he is not a good coverage linebacker. How could you be worse?
Yeah.
Right.
We got in the live chat, we got Case's internet shit the bed just like our defense today.
It comes and goes. Sometimes I'm on point, man, like for a few minutes anyway.
All right. Hey, I'm going to take another call here, Chris. All right.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, caller, what's your name and how much have you had?
Alex, and I sipped one IPA. I pulled an Aaron Rodgers at the bar.
Why is nobody drinking as much as I am right now?
Because you're a raging alcoholic, Case. That's
fair.
What do you got for us, Alex?
I'd be right there with you.
Referee call on that. It's offensive.
No, I'd be right there with you, Case. I just had to, I had to motor to work afterwards, so I couldn't get too hammered. I'll save that for in the middle of the early hours of the morning tonight.
Yep. Hey, there we go.
Yeah, I wanted to.
I can.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller. Case is like 10 seconds behind.
I wanted to talk about the, like, how I noticed today that I was, like you said earlier, Chris, I was like down for the whole three-man rush when we were facing mobile quarterbacks
right.
in order to keep them in the well. But I thought for sure this week Patricia was going to come out and say, all right, surprise, motherfuckers, we're going to blitz
exactly. 4 or 5
again. That's what they did last week.
He did blitz more this week.
Well, I mean, obviously.
It didn't like, work, but he did.
Like as much as we did last year, though, because I felt like last year we had a lot more success.
No, you're right.
And I guess, yeah, that was something. And then I guess in the run game, I noticed there was just no gap discipline compared to last year on a lot of the plays where we would we'd see some missed tackles and or some misdirections get pull our defense. It was usually it looked to me like it was the linebackers would just be diving into the wrong holes and I don't know if that's what you guys saw, but that to me seemed to be a thing that's missing from. When our run defense was really really solid last year, really stout.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you one thing that did look good today, and you're right, The gap discipline was terrible. This was not, and that's why I don't think this is indicative of who the defense is. I think this is going to be an outlier for the year. I hope to God this is an outlier for the year.
Yeah,
but we will see. Like we'll see in a couple weeks. How about JD McKissick though? This guy's awesome. Hey, Cole, I'm going to let you go, okay, brother?
Sure.
All right, thanks. JD McKissick out there has been freaking fire. I've been loving everything we see out of him.
Yeah,
he's got a new wrinkle that I hate to say it. It's not, he came from somewhere else with all that and not been Lions yet. I don't know what it is. He's got a sense of real power. Hey, caller, what's your name? How many you had?
Hey guys, it's Jeff, GERPHQ on the Slack. I've had zero today, zero.
Man, I'm living the wrong life. Although I hadn't drank until I started talking to Case, so that probably makes sense.
I need somebody to call in who's like super drunk.
I think to celebrate or to get over the loss.
I think we got a call in right here. Let's hear.
And actually, yeah, four. Those were the three. Unless I'm, and then we also.
That's my kind of people.
Yeah, that's exactly your kind of people. All right, so what's up, man? What do you got for us? Thanks for being sober. You're the designated talker right now.
I'm trying to be the sober voice today too. I guess just in general, even on Slack, where we're usually a little more level headed, everyone's kind of freaking out and ready to abandon ship on Patricia and the whole thing. And my thought is just, I mean, it wasn't a great game, but I mean. Honestly, it's the first game I feel like we really just straight up lost this year, and we've played some tough competition, and the Vikings are no joke, and they're rolling right now. So, I mean, yeah, do I think we're going to win the division or even a playoff appearance? Probably not, but I think it's important.
Go ahead.
I think it's important we we still have a really good chance of putting a bunch of wins together down the stretch and put together at least a winning record. And I mean, that may not be where we wanted to be this year, but I think it matters a lot for his, for Patricia's culture and for him to get a chance to really keep doing what he wants to do next year. And I don't know. The offense was kind of impressive against Minnesota today. The defense, I mean, we need some more pressure. We need to be able to cover a tight end. I don't know why, no matter what the regime is, you can't cover a fucking tight end. But
that's so maddening. That is maddening.
I just want everyone to cool it, man. We're still a good team. We're going to win some games. We're going to get where we need to go. I still believe.
That's awesome, man. I love to hear that because I haven't given up. I haven't given up. There's always a path. Well, there's not always a path, but there's still a path. I mean, the first point scored in the Lions Saints game was a safety against the Bears Saints game. Was a safety against the Bears. You know, I mean, the vaunted return of Mitchell Trubisky. I'm feeling okay, man. Well, look, we'll be at least in third place. Minnesota and Green Bay are some tough teams, man. They're some tough teams. The NFC North.
And we beat Green Bay, damn it.
Yeah, they did. And the NFC North every year, it's the toughest one. And then we find out it's pretty mediocre. This year, the NFC North seems to be darn good division. And unfortunately, we're in it. But that's okay because we know that those teams are going to be in cap hell very quickly. And we've got a team that's got a lot of youth. A lot of talent, and we're building it up. So we didn't. I mean, nice. And we were only down. I mean, we only lost by a touchdown, really, at the end of the game. And we were down Snacks for a long time. We were down Slay. I mean, Walker was out for a bit. He got dinged up.
Johnson. Kerryon.
Yeah, Kerryon was out. Wait till you see the injury report here this week. It's going to be like, holy cow, that's a lot of guys down. Walking wounded against a really, really good team. So I think we played admirably. Our defense just needed about two more stops. If you really want to do the math on it, two more stops could have won us that game. And we just didn't get them. We just didn't get them and didn't have the plan or the players to do it this week. And it really stinks. But
yeah.
I'd love to hear your
belief. We lost, but hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah, we'll move on. Hey, how do you say it? Is it Gerfic? I always just look at it and call you Gerfic. Is that?
You know, it's a stupid, stupid inside joke that goes back to like 30 years ago, middle school, but it's really just Jeff. Hmm. Yeah, my friend just decided that's how you spell Jeff 1 year, and it just stuck.
I see.
It's not a good joke, but it's just a handle.
Yeah, maybe one day I'll share my original name from the subreddit, because that's one that I was called, and it stuck for a long time. Nobody knows.
Good to finally talk to you guys.
You talk to you, bud. Be good.
Okay.
You remember that name, right, Casey?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for calling. I do want to look over the next few weeks here.
All right.
Ah, shit. Now my internet connection is unstable. Am I still
you sound fine lucid? Right now. So just
okay.
You don't sound lucid, but you sound okay.
We've got it's all relative. We've got the Giants and the Raiders and the Bears as our next three games. Mm-hmm.
Feels like wins.
I'm not sure there's a game in there. I mean, the Raiders are surprisingly, you know, doing things, but obviously this week they showed that they couldn't keep up with the Packers at all, much, much less than what we did against the Packers. He might be in very good shape over the next three games. We're still in a bad situation in the division. But if you want to look at things as this was never our year, which is sort of how I came into it, into this year period, which I realize is a bit of a downer, you know, note. But at this point, if you look at things in that perspective and we win the next three games and we have hope, It could very well finish, you know, the season could become a very positive, optimistic situation very quickly.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Hey, I want to do a quick thing here. Got a note this week. You'd be surprised how hard it is to find Lions lube, given how often the NFL refs F us. I guess keeping the most marketable teams in the mix is the top priority of the NFL. So
DetroitLionsPodcast.com. Get your Lions loop.
No, no, it's coming soon. If things don't change, use this to burn it all down. Peter Von Panda.
There we go. I knew there was an ad in here.
No, no, no. He said this. Check this out. I'm going to see if I can do this.
I'm not arguing with that at all.
You see the Zippo? Ready?
Yeah.
I still got it, baby.
Oh.
I can close it. Still not enough room with the mic there. Yeah, Detroit Lions, start a fire. Zippo.
It's a lot of money in that studio.
Burn it down. I bet some people are really ready to use this on the defense. 248-782-8384. Give us a ring. Thank you, Peter Von Panda. I think this is going to be, if Case doesn't want himself a Lions later, maybe we'll throw this in the giveaway pile too.
I totally do.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll hook you up. We'll see. We'll leave it to the folks. We'll leave it to the folks and choose whether Case gets it. How about we hold it hostage?
Play some chicken shit bingo or something.
Make you eligible for the contest this time. No, that's pretty cool. Thank you, Peter Von Panda. Check him out, youtube.com/PeterVonPanda. He's got a great, great channel. A lot of fun. Cracks me up every time I watch it. Does a lot of great reviews of products. And one of the guys in Slack, Jim, was saying, I hope he's got some TV reviews up there this week because I'm about to put a brick through mine. YouTube.com/PeterVonPanda. Check him out. Also, I got to say, check this out. Peter is doing a giveaway for us. What we're going to do, and this is for people that join us on Patreon, okay? So if you want to get a shot at this, bop into Patreon. You get one entry for every Patreon dollar you give in October and November. And I think around the 10th, we're going to do a drawing amongst the Patreon people. And whoever wins is going to win a Sega Genesis Retro Gaming Arcade. It comes, I think, with like 40 games off the top. It's a sweet, like, if you like nice. Gaming, yeah, if you like gaming, you're going to love this thing. It is really, really killer. Really, really sweet. So thank you, Peter Von Panda. YouTube.com/PeterVonPanda. Check him out. And thank you, Peter, for the sweet, sweet giveaway. This is going to be awesome. And we can't wait to see who the winner is. I'm thinking of getting myself one right now because it looks so much fun. But what I'm going to do instead, I think early, is get on to Call of Duty this Thursday. If anyone's interested, message me at Detroit Lions Podcast. That's my Xbox gamer tag. And night one, we're going to go live. It goes live at 9 p.m. Eastern, and we'll play probably till 6 a.m. and drink the whole time. So get ready for a lot of fun. All right. 248-782-8384. 248-782-8384. Call right now. Wait, I was calling somebody. My bad. I hit the button. Give us a call. 248-782-8384. We'll take your calls and we'll get with it. All right. So Marvin Jones, you were talking about. You had some Marvin love today. We didn't really talk much about Matthew Stafford and how well he actually looked out there. He did it all today. I mean, he took a helmet-to-helmet hit at one point. He stood in the pocket strong. He didn't fumble the ball. He took that blindside hit. He did everything you'd expect out of Matthew Stafford, and he crossed the 40,000-yard barrier as the youngest quarterback. That was a good game for him, right?
To me, this is the quintessential Matthew Stafford. It is the definition of him not necessarily at the peak of what he could possibly be, but at the average of what he usually is. When he's got a few weapons, when he's got a little bit of protection, it was normal. And around him is pretty damn good.
Yeah. All right. Michael Hawley, Riz prediction looking more like a reality. No, I don't think so. I will disagree with you on that, Michael, because we're through the toughest hump of the schedule now. It's a completely different season for the rest of the way. And the fact that we took two wins out of there is decent. We'll surpass that. Jiggly Scrub, Saquon and Josh Jacobs are going to run all over us. Absolutely. That's the thing that we're going to have to fix. And that's the thing that's going to be the difference maker in the Giants and the Raiders games is being able to stop the run like we have throughout the year so far. So we'll look for that. Okay, we're going to put out one last call for your calls. You want to get in on the show before we shut it down, 248-782-8384, 248-782-8384, or you can use your Skype and just do Detroit Lions Podcast. It's all one word.
Hurry up and call in because my back teeth are floating.
Who wants to see Case do the PP dance with a lag? Hey, James, how you doing, my man?
Hey, Chris. Hey, guys. How you going, guys?
Doing good. Doing good. How many have you had so far?
None so far because it's 8:30 in the morning here in Australia. So.
Oh, well, that's not a good excuse.
It's a bit, no, I'm just too early. But.
I thought you were going to tell me a koala bear ran off with your keg. Okay, what's going on, man? Yeah. How you doing? Sorry. You know the dumb American Australia jokes. I can't stop.
I wish I was drinking after that game because it was frustrating as. But anyway, that's all right.
Oh, God. What do you got for us, bud? What do you want to make fun of Case? That's always a good place to start.
I'll get to that later. Yeah. couple of things I like because I just thought with the inability of the defense to actually learn from the play action they were running. I know, like, Dalvin, he's a weapon. But I just thought, like, it was just, you could just see it coming from a mile away, and it was just going to be the pinnacle of how the game closed out. And I thought, just with the defense, they just didn't learn from it, and learning from the mistakes and whatnot. So, I don't know, that was one thing. But and then with the offense, I thought, overall, like, if you put up 30 points a game, you're going to win, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
The majority of the game as well, so, you know.
And Jim Young brought that up in the chat. He's like, how many teams is 30 points not enough to beat? And it's nice to finally put up 30, right? But happens when we didn't, when somebody else put up more. So no, it was that's a tough way to go. That's a tough way to go to score that many points and not be able to come out on top. But that's a statement about your defense. Absolutely. If you put up 30 points and can't win, you got to look on the other side of the ball and you got to put a pretty big glare over there.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, you know, as much as on one side of my mouth, there's a good story about economists and. You need a one-handed economist because they always give you the on one hand, but on the other hand, right? You never get a straight answer. But to kind of be the other hand of the conversation here, if you can't get riled up and you can't get focused and you can't get angry and put a hell of a performance on the field after what happened in Green Bay, you put this on the field here. That doesn't necessarily bode well for this defense recovering and being able to perform in the level that you're expecting. Next week, right? I mean, that's like I said, that's the other hand of what we saw today. So time's going to tell, but this is not what we wanted out of this.
Exactly. No, I think they will bounce back because there's a different mentality this year from there was last year. So I feel like with, you know, Caldwell and that, like, they probably get to this point and go, oh, it's a wasted season. You know, we're probably going to get done and all that sort of stuff every week. We'll just look to next year. But I think with Patricia at the helm, we'll probably be able to bounce back in the next three games, and the next three games are very winnable. And with Trubisky, who's a spud, we can easily beat the Bears. So, yeah. So I don't know. It's just that's my take on it. I'll let you guys get back to the show, but yeah, that's my take on it. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you, man. Really appreciate the call. Right. Cheers. Have a good day down there. Right, Australia. Don't work too hard today.
No, it's day off today, so we won't be doing a thing.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Always good to get Monday off. All right, bud. Have a good one.
Oh, yeah. Cheers. All right. Thanks, guys. See you later.
Cheers, mate. All right. I always, every time I talk to somebody from Australia, I want to, you what, mate?
We should mention, I wasn't able this year to coordinate our meetup with the Aussie boys. NFL podcast. They're awesome. I love them so much. And when I did talk to them and, you know, apologize that I wasn't able to get things connected, you know, they agreed. They really like doing, you know, collaborating with us. So next year.
Yeah, no, I'm not laughing at that. I love the Aussie guys too. I was in the chat, Hattori Hanzo. How does an Aussie get saddled with Lions fandom? Props to this dude calling from a distant land where the toilet water flushes in another direction.
Right. Right.
Oh, God, I love this chat. It's so funny.
Good on you, mate.
You what, mate?
Cheers, right. You fucking cunt.
Hey, end with that.
I'm only allowed to say that if I'm talking about somebody from Australia.
All right, we're going to do it. That's going to call it a show. Don't worry. We'll get together on, what is it, Tuesday or Wednesday this week? Case, are we doing a show?
Wednesday.
Okay, that works for me. All right, we'll get together. We'll get our show out Wednesday night for you guys. Remember, the show needs your involvement. Use the comments in the subreddit to give us your feedback. We love it when you do that, and we use it to make the show better. Also, don't forget about us on Patreon, patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast. Again, as many dollars as you donate in the month of October and November is as many entries as you'll get to win the wicked cool Sega retro game console.
Thank you. That's so cool.
It is really cool. I'll send you a link to it, man. It's awesome. Let's see. We got facebook.com/TheDetroitLionsPodcast, facebook.com/TheDetroitLionsPodcast, and make sure to follow us on Twitter at DETLionsPodcast, DETLionsPodcast, the very best place to see Case.
Where he has to piss like a seahorse. What?
I gotta piss like a unicorn.
That's another oldie but goodie. All right, give us a call via Skype, Detroit Lions Podcast, all one word, or call us on the Lions line at 929-33-LIONS, 929-335-4667. Be sure to go to DetroitLionsPodcast.com and subscribe to the podcast so we can come inside your ear holes automatically. It's a sticky mess every time. Thank you for tuning in, and we're going to see you next time on the Detroit Lions Podcast. Remember, no pants, no toasters yet. No hot tubs, no problems, because we're your Detroit Lions and Reddit connection.
There was no hookers and no blow on that bus. Go. Okay.